Player hater mode activated.
It's time once again for the greatest podcaster of all time, the Muhammad Ali of podcasting, the white woman destroyer, and the most arrogant motherfucker in podcasting. It's the one and only Mr. Player Hater.
What's happening? Microphone checker. 1, 2, 1, 2. All right, it's time for the podcast critic. And this week I'm straight snapping on about 5 different podcasts. Yeah, I may critique them and tell you what I like and hate about them, but I'm also just straight up gonna be making fun of motherfuckers because I love doing that shit. So let's not waste no time. Let's go ahead and let the hate begin.
The first podcast being featured is entitled Chick Chat. Let's listen as two white bitches talk about random bullshit.
Hey, what's up, guys? We're back. It's Dakota and Dallas on Chick Chat.
Woohoo! It's summer, Chick Chat.
I know.
Best time of year.
Today's a little cloudy where we're at.
Yeah, it is cloudy, but hey, at least it's not a polar vortex.
I haven't even worn a bathing suit yet this summer.
Me neither, actually. That's sad.
I really want to get on that.
Yeah. I want to get one of those triangle bathing suits. Didn't you say you owned one?
Yes. Yeah, they were like neoprene.
Yeah. Gotta do that. I just need a reason to get a bathing suit.
I need to schedule vacation time. I need to plan a vacation.
Being on a beach, sipping a margarita, and reading about celebrity gossip, that would be my ideal.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, so have you heard about these rumors?
About Kylie Jenner? Yeah, wow, Jinx, you owe me a soda.
I'll give you a glass of wine.
Okay. The rumors have been out for a while that Kylie Jenner is recording an album, wants to get in the music industry. And when some album art popped up online, she denied it and was like, hey, that's fake. Like, I'm not recording an album. But now
she tends to lie.
She doesn't. I don't like that. I really don't like Kylie in that sense.
I feel like she's the only one that really does that.
Yeah, I think she's really immature. And I feel like her family needs to be like, Kylie, you can't lie. Like, it always comes out. It's always, always going to come out.
Alright, Joe, so let's go right into it. What I like about the podcast is that these two bitches give an example. Exhibit A and Exhibit B of two white bitches that I will not fuck. Now, you know I'll fuck the shit out of white bitch, but these two bitches right here, yeah, won't even touch them. Now, what I hate about the podcast is the fact that these two bitches right here sound dumb as hell, and I blame Kim Kardashian, Paris Hilton, and all the other rich, famous, and dumbass white bitches who perpetuate the belief that white bitches need to sound stupid. And what I mean by that is this. These hoes are asking questions and making statements at the same time. Today, we're going to talk about Tiger? Bitch, are you asking me or you telling me? You can't do both at the same time, ho. You either gotta ask me something or you gotta tell me something. Today, Tiger is gonna do something? Whatever. Anyway, again, Exhibit A and Exhibit B of two white bitches that I can't stand and my dick won't go anywhere near these dumbass hoes. I hate dumbass white bitches. Oh, let me change that. I hate dumbass white bitches? Anyway, let's keep the show moving.
Up next, we have the Rude Dude cast. Basically just two goofy white boys talking about wrestling and other homoerotic related ramblings. Let's take a listen.
What's up, carbon-based life forms? My name is Nate, Newt the Root Wing, and as always, I am in a small, hot room with Big Mike Terry and Dr. Dan the Man. We are the Rude Dudes, and this is the Rudest Dudest Castest. As you might remember, we had a pay-per-view and Raw and all sorts of shit happen over the weekend, so now we are going to kick it to us, the Rude Dudes, and we're going to talk about it. Are we going to talk about it, Mike?
Let's talk about it!
All right, are we going to talk about it, Dan?
We will.
Okie doke. How are you guys? How's it hanging? What's the story?
Not much. Just hanging out.
Alright, Joe, that's enough of that bullshit. I just wanted to give you an example of what I came across. I stumbled across these motherfuckers. Weren't even gonna feature these niggas in the podcast. But anyway, what I like about this shit is that they gave me an opportunity to rant about one of the gayest things ever, which is wrestling. Yeah, I'm not saying niggas who watch wrestling is gay. I'm saying you love to watch gay shit. That's all I'm saying. Wrestling ain't nothing but a soap opera with muscles. Two sweaty niggas, or sometimes four, laying their bodies on top of one another. You may as well just kiss the nigga while you got him down there. Yo, wrestling is 1,000% gay. And these niggas don't even wrestle, but they dedicate a whole podcast talking about, again, one of the gayest things known to mankind. Change the name of your podcast, by the way. Yeah, from whatever it is now to the Homoerotic Podcast. Hashtag, we love watching gay shit. Bam, brother.
Let's keep things moving with our next podcast. Right now we have the TN Converse Podcast. Some dudes sitting around sipping TN talking about rap music. Things are about to get steep. Get it? I said steep. As in steeping a tea bag. Anyway, let's check it out.
Can you talk about a little bit? Talk a little bit about you and Westside's relationship and how it came to fruition. Like how I know he said you guys came up together, but how far is far back?
It's my brother.
Are we talking grade school? Are we talking high school?
Talking about since birth.
It's that's my brother.
Brother, like, nah, like black people brothers, man. Nah, like nah,
brother.
Nah, man. I don't know how I ain't put that together. Yeah, I feel like I ain't.
It's my brother, like my real brother. So
yeah,
we do everything together, man.
Yeah, because you kept saying my brother, so I'm thinking like you bullshitting.
Yeah,
like that's
a lot
like
of people might get that shit twisted, like oh, like that's just the homie. Like nah, like
nah,
this is my
yeah,
brother.
It's my brother.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it is what it is. You know what I mean?
So
this is day one, like, you know what I mean?
So, yeah, who started rhyming first?
I mean, we really just, to get, like, at the same time, like, it just all kind of, like, I mean, like, since, like, the Run DMC days, like, whatever, like, niggas been rappers forever.
Yeah.
Like he said, like, from the karaoke days and all that, like, niggas been just MCs, like, just rapping over instrumentals and just enjoying the shit for the culture, you know what I mean, of it, for the art, you know what I mean?
Yo, ain't nothing tutti frutti. Anyway, yo, so what I love about the podcast is the host dude is kind of okay. You know, he's holding shit down, asking questions, sounding somewhat intelligent. Okay, so I give old dude some props. What I hate about the shit is rappers, yo, y'all need to stop that shit. That shit's been going on way, way too long with y'all niggas sounding the way you sound. Going back to the 80s, man, the early 90s and on. I mean, this shit is still going on. When niggas constantly say, you know I'm Shan, why do rappers do that shit? You really don't have to sound as ignorant. That ignorant, I should say. You really don't have to sound that ignorant. I understand all you do is put words to music, motherfucking rhyming words to music, but come on, can you structure a sentence and stop punctuating everything with, you know I'm Shan, yo, I grew up, me and my brother, my mother, my sister, we grew up, you know what I'm Shan? Yeah, we know what you're saying, nigga. It ain't like you're gonna make things crystal clear by saying you know what I'm saying. It's like, oh, you know what, nigga? I ain't know what you were saying until you said you know what I'm saying, so please, keep saying you know what I'm saying, because I can't understand a word you say until you punctuate every motherfucking statement with, you know I'm Shan, my mother, my brother, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, nigga, you making it crystal clear with your ignorant ass. You know what I'm saying?
I wish I could be a rapper or some shit. I really do. You know why I can't be a rapper though, man? Because my voice ain't deep enough. To be a rapper, you need a deep voice. That's the only way people gonna want to listen to you on a regular basis. I don't think nobody would buy my album because my voice is too small.
Yeah, bitch, I'm a killer. I shoot you in your face. Pshirum, pshirum, everybody gonna die. Pshirum, pshirum, everybody gonna die tonight. Did he just say pshirum, pshirum? I'm not buying that shit if he said pshirum, pshirum. Ain't no way.
Welcome back to the Podcast Critic. Here is the next podcast being hated on today. It is At the Dinner Table with Bird Dumas.
Hi guys, welcome to At the Dinner Table. I'm sitting here having good conversation with people who love to do what they do as much as I do. I'm Bird Dumas, I'm a chef, I'm a foodie, and while some eat to live, I definitely live to eat. I'm here to share my passion just with you, here at the dinner table. I wanted to try something different for this episode. I promised that you would get answers to your questions that you submitted, and just even that you didn't submit. Hopefully that I can answer some that you may have thought of and someone else thought of, but you didn't quite get a chance to send them in. So that's what we're going to focus on today. Thanks to everyone listening so far and those who have sent in questions. Definitely keep those questions coming. I love the challenge. I love answering questions and being able to share what I have with you guys. And if you haven't submitted any questions or comments, definitely feel free to drop me a line. You can send them to my email address at chef@bertdumas.com. That's B-E-R-T, not B-U-R-T. A lot of people seem to spell it with a U, but I always use the joke. It's like Bertner, right? Bert spells his name with E. I would think so. But whatever. Who knows?
So, to start off with, what I like about the podcast is that this nigga is talking about something that he knows a lot about with his fat ass. And that is food. And plus, he's a chef. He cooks the shit, and like he said, he lives to eat, and he eats to live. And this nigga loves to motherfucking eat, again, with your fat ass. Okay. And what I hate about the shit is this. The nigga's name is Bert. The nigga's name is Bert. His parents named him Bert. He ain't all that old, so I mean, the nigga's probably like 20, 30 years old, and his parents named him Bert. Not only Bert, but Bert with the motherfucking E, which means every time he has to tell somebody how to spell his name at Starbucks or on his podcast, for example, nigga's trying to get people to email him, and every time he says his email address, he's got to say, "My name is Bert with an E." Nigga, just change the name of your podcast, fuck it, to the Bert with an E podcast, so you can constantly remind motherfuckers, "My name is Bert with an E." And his last name is Dumas, D-U-M-A-S, which technically really should be Dumbass. His name is Bert with an E, Dumbass. Welcome to the Bert with an E, Dumbass podcast. Damn, that's fucked up, my nigga.
You are listening to the hottest relationship show in the country.
Look here, is Q in the house home stump? Because you know he ain't. Just who are you?
Man, allow me to introduce myself. My name's Clavel.
And I am Howard Tibbs III.
And we are Funky Finger Productions.
Let me give you one of my business cards. You know I'm fresh out. Howard.
Bam!
Now look here. Pay no attention to the syrup and stuff on the front. We just came from Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. Chicken's so dry we had to eat it in the rain.
You need to stop, man.
Anyways, let's get back to the Player Hero Podcast.
Now it's time for Your Podcast Sounds Horrible. This is where Mr. Player Hater highlights a podcast that has terrible audio quality. This week's horrible sounding podcast is entitled The Morris and Jerome Show. Let's check it out.
What up, what up, what up? We tuned in to another episode of the Morris and Jerome Show. This is your host, Les.
Dante.
And welcome back. We're going to go ahead and name this one our good old Father's Day episode. I know it's during the week, but you know Father's Day is on Sunday, so we figure, you know, we knock it out. And, you know, we have an interview later in the show with my uncle. You know, well, not uncle by blood, but you know how black folks are. You know, we have uncles, cousins, brothers, sisters, you know, all this stuff. So, how was your week, bro?
Man, we could, good, and I'm exhausted. I don't know why. The kids left Sunday, so I'm still exhausted, but, we could be pretty good, you know, can't complain, just, ready to, hit Memphis next week and kind of get out, you know, get out of town and chill out. How about yours?
Pretty good. Did you have, any plans for Father's Day on Sunday?
Alright, so here's the situation. This week, I'm working with a new microphone, which means I'm still working shit out. So it's going to be a little hot this week, a little distorted, but you know what? A little distortion is nothing compared to the whack-ass audio you're going to get from these motherfuckers. The Morris and Jerome Show had the worst audio quality that I heard all week. And trust me, I listened to a bunch of podcasts this week, and none of them sound nearly as bad quality-wise as far as audio than these niggas right here, which doesn't make any sense. Y'all niggas been podcasting too fucking long for your shit to sound this way. I can't even imitate how horrible your shit sounds. Your shit sounds like one nigga's in prison and the other nigga's visiting him in prison, and you're talking through a prison phone. Again, I can't even imitate how horrible it sounds. I don't know why you chose to release
release a podcast that sounds this way when there's so many different resources you can use to record a good quality podcast? You chose the worst option for recording. I don't know what the fuck you record on, an 8-track, a cassette tape. Look, my mans, again, I don't know if you're going to hear this, but I'm hoping somebody who knows Jerome and Morris, or whatever y'all niggas' name is, somebody let these niggas know. Listen to this shit right here, so I can let these niggas know firsthand that your shit sounds horrible. I'm not saying the content of your podcast is bad. I'm saying your podcast quality as far as audio is horrible. Your shit ain't bad. No, your shit is absolutely horrible. It doesn't make any sense for y'all niggas to be releasing something that sounds this fucking bad. Yo, shit is horrible.
That is all the hate that we have for you today. Remember to refresh your iTunes daily as we continue to infiltrate the airwaves with gratuitous sarcasm, cynicism, antagonism, and more greatness from Mr. Player Hater. Take it easy, niggers, and keep your hate up.